The settlement between the Christian Brothers, their compensation claim, 64 victims have now settled. It follows the Royal Commission's hearing in Perth, which found that the leadership of the Christian Brothers was aware of the abuse allegations but failed to act. Now, victim advocates say the case strengthens calls for the establishment of a national scheme to compensate anyone who has suffered sexual abuse at the hands of any of these organisations, these institutions, religious and otherwise. Now, somebody who deals with these issues on a daily basis is my guest in the Drive studio. His name is Francis Sullivan, and he's the head of the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Commission. Francis, nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thanks, John.
Remind us what the Truth, Justice and Healing Commission is all about.
It's all about coordinating the Catholic Church's response to the Royal Commission. That's the legal response, the policy response, engaging with all the stakeholders, including victims groups.
Okay, so this settlement with the Christian Brothers, 64 victims, how significant is it?
Oh, it's very significant. And as you rightly said, last year when the Royal Commission was here, looking at the Tarden and Clontarf situations where the Christian Brothers ran those agricultural schools, the Commission heard the Christian Brothers say that they were open to revisiting the cases. Now, this is the result of that. They've gone back, looked at the cases, decided those cases that weren't justly settled, and have opened up the door, and negotiations have been continuing.
So they went back, as an institution, went back and revisited every single case. 64 settled, still 66 outstanding.
Right.
What is the argument against all religious institutions doing exactly the same thing? Why haven't they done it?
No argument at all. That's exactly what we say. We've been encouraging people, for example, who believe they haven't had a fair deal, to go back to the various institutions they were involved with, because it's imperative that the Royal Commission is about victims first. Not only is it about hearing their story, but it's about them getting a just outcome.
What about the Catholic Church? Has it gone back and reviewed every single one of the abuse claims that have been made against it?
No.
Even those that have settled?
No, it has not.
Why not?
Because the Catholic Church is made up of 40 bishops and 189 religious orders. It's up to each bishop and each religious order to deal with their own situation. There is no monolithic place that holds all the cases. So on a order-by-order basis, on a diocese-by-diocese basis, they will address it. Now, the real question is, how do people who have been abused anywhere at any time in any institution in Australia get redress? That's about a new national redress scheme. That's what we need to be focusing on in the future.
Let me come back to that in a moment, Francis Sullivan. The redress scheme, whoever's got to, however it's structured, whoever might run it, and of course how it's going to be funded. But just on this issue of the Catholic Church dealing with the abuse victims, I mean, we know that so many abuse victims found it difficult to find an entity to sue for compensation for the abuse. And you're telling me now the Catholic Church is made up of all these different entities. At what point is the Church, just as a single monolith, going to accept global responsibility for what happened inside its individual institutions and make sure that every single case gets reviewed and gets properly sorted out?
Our council last year, John, made the recommendation, and it was accepted by all the archbishops and religious leaders in Australia, that when it comes to child sex abuse cases, that a legal entity needs to be made available so that people can bring a case of damages before it. In other words, they can sue and hopefully prevail. Now, that is a policy that wasn't there in the past. It's a policy to make the pathway to justice easier.
Okay, it's 11 after 4 on Drive. Francis Sullivan is my guest from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Commission. We're talking about the settlement of the 64 claims against the Christian Brothers here in WA, talking about the wider issues the Church is facing and the redress scheme. You are calling for it and you have been, I don't know, you've been one of the most powerful advocates for it, Francis, but who do you think it is should establish this, and why haven't the religious organisations gone and sponsored it in the first place?
Well, John, just a bit of background. The Catholic Church since 1997 has been running its own redress scheme. Some other institutions don't even do that. So if you're a victim in an institution that isn't the Catholic Church, you may have no redress available or even access to it. So we've been saying, along with victims groups, there needs to be an independent umpire, in other words, an independent tribunal established by the Australian government, supported by every government, and that every institution that deals with children will participate. But one point is really important, that no taxpayers' dollars will go to any compensation that needs to be paid for by the Catholic Church. Institutions have to pay their own way. It has to be independently administered, so the days of the Catholic Church investigating itself are over.
What sort of estimate of the amount of money the Catholic Church is up for? What are the estimates? How big a sum of money is that?
Well, at the moment, we can only go on what the Royal Commission has put in place, and they at the moment are suggesting a scheme that is roughly around, say, $65,000 on average as a payment. Now, that scheme over, say, 10 years, including government and non-government organisations, will be in excess of $4 billion. That sounds big, but in reality, half of that comes out of the private institutions, and probably close to half of that would come out of the Catholic Church.
So how does the Church find that sum of money? How do those institutions find liquid assets of that order?
Well, as the Church leaders have made quite clear, they will pay what they have to pay, whether from insurance or from assets.
Okay. Why hasn't the scheme been set up at this point? Why do you think it is that governments haven't moved to formalise this?
Well, the recommendation from the Royal Commission will happen in August this year. Governments won't move until they've got a recommendation. Secondly, of course, governments, like a lot of institutions, get shy of the money. But this isn't about money. This is a moral question we as a community need to address. It's a social issue. Governments are best placed to organise it. Can I stress, though, it doesn't mean that taxpayers' money will subsidise Catholic Church payments. Catholic Church pays its way. Every institution will need to pay its way. What we need is the independent oversight that governments bring. And actually, Colin Barnett and Tony Abbott and every other leader in August this year, when that recommendation turns up from the Royal Commission, need to demonstrate the bona fides about what it means to be community leaders and put something in place.
Francis Sullivan, thank you for your time today. Thank you for coming into the Drive studio.
It's always a pleasure, John.
He's the head of the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Commission.